The French Air Force was the first to go into action over Libya, and most of its many missions have been launched from an airbase on the French island of Corsica. Eleanor Beardsley traveled there.
From a runway wedged between snow-capped mountains and the Mediterranean Sea, Rafale and Mirage jets roar into the sky, one after the other, their metallic skins flashing in the morning sun. It only takes an hour and a half to reach Libyan airspace from Corsica, one reason the Solenzara airbase has been a principal launch pad for French jets enforcing the no-fly zone. French planes also fly out of bases on mainland France and the aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle off the coast of Libya. Colonel Eric Beaumeton is second in command at Solenzara.
We were just coming out of a joint Allied training exercise for Afghanistan when the Libyan operation came up. So the base was ready, and within 48 hours, we were flying missions over Libya.
Solenzara is used as a training ground for pilots going to Afghanistan because of its mountainous terrain and hot climate. Today, a pool of 50 pilots fly around 25 missions a day over Libya. 37-year-old Lieutenant Colonel Pierre Winker is captain of a squadron of Mirage 2000 bombers.
Voler au-dessus de la Libye et... n'est pas pour nous, techniquement.
Flying over Libya is not so technically different from flying over Afghanistan. The mission is the same, giving air cover and protection to people on the ground. In Afghanistan, it's coalition forces. In Libya, it's civilians.
Pilots here won't talk about what they've seen, what they've hit, or even at what altitude they fly. But they say they have an ever clearer picture of what's happening on the ground in Libya after gathering intelligence over the past 12 days. The Mirages use laser and GPS to launch their precision bombs. The Rafale is a multi-role combat fighter able to carry out ground and sea attacks, engage in air combat, and gather intelligence. There doesn't seem to be a lot of Top Gun bravado on this base. The atmosphere here is very professional. The pilots talk only of their duty to carry out the mission. But in the nearby Corsican village of Solenzara, people say they are proud of the pilots. The sound of the jets returning to base can be heard over the clattering of dinner plates in a local bistro. At least all that plane noise is serving a purpose now, says local resident Michel Ollery.
I was very moved when I saw Libyans on TV yelling, "Thank you, France," and "Thank you, Sarkozy." They felt helped and protected. I think we're doing the right thing.
Ollery and her table mates say they are glad France is helping the Libyan people, but they fear what will happen if the mission goes on too long. And even if it ends quickly, they say, overthrowing a dictator is relatively easy. The difficult part is what will happen next. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Solenzara, Corsica.
And more news that we're following about Libya. The country's foreign minister, Moussa Koussa, has resigned from his post and flown to the UK. Koussa is an insider very close to Muammar Gaddafi. Experts on the region say his departure represents a big blow to the Libyan dictator. Britain's Foreign Office said in a statement, "We encourage those around Gaddafi to abandon him and embrace a better future for Libya." Gaddafi's government is denying that Koussa has defected, saying he is on a diplomatic mission. You're listening to All Things Considered.